Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Complete Prophecies of Nostradamus presents a consolidated look at the enigmatic writings attributed to Michel de Nostredame, the 16th century French physician and astrologer, better known as Nostradamus. The book is typically approached as a gateway into his prophetic reputation, centering on the famous quatrains associated with Les Prophéties and the broader historical aura surrounding them. Readers come to these texts for many reasons: curiosity about predictions, interest in Renaissance esotericism, or a desire to understand how ambiguous language can inspire centuries of interpretation. Rather than functioning like a modern forecasting manual, this kind of compilation invites readers into a puzzle of symbolism, historical allusion, and translation challenges. It also highlights how Nostradamus has been repeatedly reinterpreted through the lens of later events, from political upheavals to technological change. As a result, the book sits at the intersection of literature, history, and popular culture, rewarding readers who enjoy pattern-seeking, contextual research, and critical reading. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Nostradamus in historical context. A key topic for understanding any complete collection of Nostradamus prophecies is the world that produced them. Nostradamus lived in a period marked by religious conflict, plague outbreaks, shifting monarchies, and intense fascination with astrology and omens. In that environment, prophetic writing could be both spiritually meaningful and politically risky, which helps explain why the language associated with his quatrains is often indirect. A compilation like this typically encourages readers to view the prophecies not as isolated riddles, but as artifacts shaped by Renaissance intellectual life, where medicine, astronomy, theology, and folklore overlapped. It also foregrounds the difference between Nostradamus as a historical person and Nostradamus as a cultural figure later amplified by publishers and commentators. When readers situate the text in its era, they can better appreciate why symbolism, coded references, and elusive phrasing became a protective strategy as well as a literary style. This context also clarifies how later centuries, facing their own crises, found the material endlessly reusable. The prophecies become a mirror for each era's anxieties, and the book becomes as much about history and reception as about prediction. Secondly, the quatrain form and the art of ambiguity. The prophecies associated with Nostradamus are famous for compact, poetic construction that seems to invite multiple meanings. This topic explores how the quatrain form shapes interpretation, short lines, compressed imagery, and selective specificity can make a passage feel precise while remaining open-ended. A complete collection allows readers to notice patterns in tone and structure, such as recurring motifs of conflict, celestial signs, rulers, and disasters, as well as the use of unusual names or geographic hints that may or may not map cleanly onto real places. The ambiguity is not merely a flaw, it is part of the mechanism that made these writings durable across centuries and languages. Translation and editorial decisions can further widen interpretive possibilities, since a single word choice can tilt a quatrain toward a political event, a natural catastrophe, or a moral lesson. Readers who treat the text as literature will focus on symbolism, metaphor, and rhetorical effect. Readers who treat it as prophecy will look for correspondences with later history. The book's value, in either case, is in demonstrating how meaning can be generated through compression, suggestion, and the reader's own expectations. Thirdly, interpretation traditions and how predictions get made. Nostradamus is less a single authorial voice and more a long-running interpretive tradition. A Complete Prophecies volume naturally leads into the question of who decides what a quatrain means. Over time, commentators have proposed identifications for names, dates, and events, sometimes aligning passages with wars, assassinations, revolutions, and global crises. This topic examines the methods commonly used in Nostradamus interpretation, reading historical chronicles backward into the text, matching vague imagery to headline events, and emphasizing any line that appears to fit while minimizing lines that do not. It also includes the role of publication history and cultural moments, when interest in prophecy spikes and new explanations proliferate. Importantly, a compilation can help readers see how the same passage can be claimed for different events depending on the interpreter's assumptions. Some readers approach the material with faith, others with skepticism, and many with an in-between stance that treats it as an ongoing cultural game of pattern matching. By presenting the prophecies together, the book supports a broader view. Prediction is often constructed through selection, framing, and retroactive certainty, revealing as much about interpreters and their times as about the text itself. Fourthly, prophecy, psychology, and the human need for patterns, another important topic raised by complete Nostradamus collections, is why people keep returning to them. The prophecies endure because they connect to deep psychological needs, reducing uncertainty, finding narrative order in chaos, and believing that history has a hidden script. Many quatrains use archetypal themes such as downfall of leaders, sudden disasters, social unrest, and strange signs in the sky. These are universal enough to feel relevant in almost any era, which makes the material emotionally compelling. Readers may experience a sense of discovery when they connect a line to a real event, even if the connection depends on interpretation. The book therefore becomes a study in cognition, as well as mysticism, confirmation bias, hindsight bias, and apophenia can all play a role in how meaning is assigned. At the same time, the text can function as a reflective tool, prompting readers to think about fear, hope, and the stories societies tell during crises. Approached critically, the collection can help readers practice distinguishing evocative language from verifiable claims. Approached spiritually, it can serve as meditative symbolism. In both cases, it demonstrates how prophecy often works by activating the reader's imagination and pattern-making instincts. Lastly, reading responsibly, skepticism, belief, and cultural impact, a complete prophecies book also invites a responsible reading strategy, especially given how Nostradamus is frequently invoked in sensational ways. This topic focuses on balancing curiosity with critical thinking. Readers can examine how prophecies are used in media cycles, political rhetoric, and internet culture, where ambiguous lines are quickly repurposed to support alarming narratives. The cultural impact is significant. Nostradamus has become a shorthand for foreseeing catastrophe, influencing documentaries, novels, and conspiracy discussions. A responsible approach includes asking practical questions. Is an interpretation specific enough to be tested? Or is it flexible enough to fit anything? Are there multiple plausible readings? Does the interpretation rely on selective translation, altered wording, or cherry-picked lines? A compilation gives readers the raw material to test claims by comparing frequently cited quatrains with the broader body of texts. This can reduce the effect of isolated excerpts that are presented as definitive proof. Ultimately, reading responsibly does not require dismissing the work. It means understanding its literary and historical significance while remaining cautious about strong predictive assertions. The benefit is a more informed, less reactive engagement with prophecy as a cultural phenomenon. In conclusion, this book suits readers who are curious about prophecy traditions, Renaissance-era esotericism, and the long cultural afterlife of Nostradamus. It can also appeal to students of history and literature who want to see how short, symbolic texts become a canvas for centuries of argument and reinterpretation. The main benefit to the reader's life is not reliable forecasting, but improved interpretive awareness. You can practice reading ambiguous language carefully, separating evidence from suggestion, and noticing how fear and hope shape what people think a text means. In an age of fast-moving information and sensational claims, that habit of mind is genuinely useful. Compared to similar books that focus narrowly on a handful of famous predictions, a complete collection is worth buying because it provides breadth. It allows you to evaluate how representative the popular examples really are, and it offers a fuller sense of recurring themes, style, and variation across the prophecies. With more material in view, readers can form their own judgments instead of relying on curated excerpts. Whether you approach Nostradamus with belief, skepticism, or simple fascination, the completeness of the compilation offers the most honest foundation for exploration. If you would like to support Nostradamus, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.